following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
How's it going, Refuge family? This is David with today's Refuge Devo. Comes out of my devotional time with the Lord, as it often does. And right now I am in, well, I'm in a couple of books right now, kind of bouncing around a little bit. But this devotional thought comes from the book of Exodus. And then we're going to kind of go to the New Testament as well. And it's really on the character of God, or on the heart of God. I may have even done a video like this a while ago, but every single time I read through the book of Exodus, especially towards the beginning of the book, I'm always struck with God's heart. And there's a question that always comes in my mind, or this statement that I almost hear in my mind when people say, you know, I read the Old Testament and I read the New Testament, and it just seems like the God of the Old Testament is completely different than the God of the New Testament. And I challenge that. I challenge that thought a lot. The verse, or the couple of passages I want to read, it's in Exodus chapter 22. I'm going to read verse 21. And this is what it says. It just, he's going through a laundry list of saying, hey, do this and don't do this, and do this and don't do this. This is how you are to obey as my people. And so he says this. He says, do not mistreat or oppress a foreigner. And he gives you the why, or he gives his people the why. For you were foreigners in Egypt. Guys, lest you forget, you guys were in Egypt. You were enslaved. You knew what it was like to be mistreated, to be marginalized in a sense, right? So you were to not mistreat foreigners, because you yourselves know what that was like, because you used to be in that position, right? In chapter 23 of Exodus, right, here's more of God's heart coming through. If you come across your enemy's ox or donkey wandering off, be sure to return it. If you see the donkey of someone who hates you fallen down under its load, do not leave it there. Be sure you help them with it. Again, it just shows God, again, the loving your enemies, the heart of God is still there in the Old Testament, right? Verse 9, do not oppress a foreigner. Here we go again. You yourselves know how it feels to be foreigners, because you were foreigners in Egypt, right? So you have this thought process that's in the Old Testament, right? And it's not just in the Old Testament. It's going to be throughout the Bible, because it's in the heart of God to not mistreat people that are like that, right? To not mistreat people, especially foreigners, when you're talking about this, right? And so for me, I feel like, thousands of years after Jesus died, right? It's 2022 right now. Like, how does that, verse or those passages in the book of Exodus apply to me? How does it apply to you in our context today? You know, who are the foreigners of today? You know, you could ask questions like that. But I think even more than that, there is a principle of the way we treat one another, and why we treat people with dignity and respect, and why we forgive, and why we love. I think a lot of times we camp out on the what, and it's not necessarily wrong, but we forget the why. Like, the why is what fuels the what, and has us continue to answer that what question. In the book of Ephesians chapter 4, at the very end, and it says this, verse 32, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other. Okay, and it's like, all right, so that's the what, right? So we're to be kind, we're to show compassion, we're to be compassionate people, and we're to forgive one another. Where's the why? Here it is. Just as in Christ, God forgave you. Why are we to be kind, compassionate, and forgive others? Well, because God was kind, compassionate, and forgave you. And as forgiven people, we are called to forgive, right? The very end of Colossians, actually, it's not the end, my bad. Towards the middle of Colossians chapter 3, it says this. It says, therefore, as God's chosen people, so it's you and I, people that have responded to the gospel, responded to Jesus and said, yes, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion. There it is again, that word, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. There's the why once again. As I look at the Old Testament and I see God say, hey, do not mistreat a foreigner. Why? Because you knew what it was like. New Testament principle, Old Testament principle, right? Now it says, forgive as you have been forgiven. So almost in the same way, it's saying, hey, you need to forgive because you know what it's like to be in a place where you weren't forgiven, right? Before you accepted, before you responded to the gospel, right? You knew what it was like to be in sin. You knew what it was like to have blinders over your eyes and just be, not know your left hand from your right hand. You knew what that was like, right? You knew what it was like to be judged when you were in that state, right? You also knew what it was like to not be judged. You knew what it was like to have somebody show you the kindness and gentleness of Jesus and to love on you, right? We forgive because we've been forgiven, right? I love the fact that in the Old Testament and the New Testament, when God tells us to take a step forward or when he answers the why question, he has us kind of look in the rearview mirror and says, I've done this for you, therefore do it to others. And so my encouragement for you guys would be that very thing. If we are finding it hard to forgive, to be kind, right? Like I tell my three-year-old all the time, right? When he hits his brother and I'm like, that's not a kind thing to do. That's not a nice thing to do, right? When we are having trouble showing kindness or gentleness or when we're having trouble forgiving people, I just challenge you as I challenge myself right now to look back at what God has forgiven us of, to look back on the kindness of God in our lives and the compassion he has shown us, and let that propel us to be kind and gentle and compassionate and forgiving to those who may have wronged us. Refuge family, we love you. We'll see you next time.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner, no.